So I happen to have a prejudice as to how to do, which may or may not be the correct prejudice, but if we haven't done it, I can't claim to, in detail, I can't claim to prove this. But we once built a high-performance Fortran interpreter. The reason we built a high-performance Fortran interpreter was that we noticed that was a little like APL. If you look at APL as an interpreted language, the reason it makes sense to do APL or MATLAB as an interpreted language is that the thing you're interpreting are large grain size, they're arrays. So in HPF, there's a thing called an array. I mean, obviously, a lot of the parallelism is built around arrays, at least in the Fortran 90 version thereof. So there is some synergy between this concept of Java wrappers and the concept of building an interpreted interface, which actually could be an interface, a Java interface to HPF, which essentially allows you to manipulate the large grain size at the interpreted level objects. So you have sort of hparray.matmul will multiply the large-scale objects B and C. It does that by invoking a native library, which is probably the C code, which does matrix multiplication. So that's our approach to doing visualization. You have a set of methods which are defined on high-performance Fortran arrays, which then allow you to access those methods, put them into plots, do new plotting, etc., and stuff like that. So the idea is to build an interpreted veneer around running existing high-performance programs which have methods that either invoke high-performance runtime library or extract information from the running program. So here we really would like JavaScript. We'd much rather have a purely interpreted interface than this semi-interpreted interface. This is an example where we want a computer-oriented, fully interpreted language, which I'm sure will happen. Next one. It just not exists yet. Next file, we don't need that. We have to move on.